this is Patty Williams with Insights. It's a program that's going to challenge us to become spiritually strong and grow in our walk with the Lord. Thanks for joining us today as I teach on caught actions. And I will be discussing what caught actions are, how do we catch them, and why are they important? Where do you find them? So we're going to talk a little bit about that. The caught actions is actually a phrase I coined when I realized I was producing actions I had observed by someone else. Let me explain. Some actions I had observed were positive and producing good things in my life, and I'm sure everyone listening can attest to the same thing. And, you know, we want to give God the glory and thanks for the good things He's given us, but what about the negative stuff? The caught actions I wrestled with were producing negative results in my life. I didn't want them anymore. You know, we learn by observing people. Learning to do a certain task is how we catch an action. You may learn as you read how to swing a bat or ride a bike, but when we watch how someone else swings a bat or rides a bike, we can repeat the action. Our interaction with people is really no different. We learn by watching how other people interact in each other's relationships, relationships with each other. Have you ever heard the old adage that a picture's worth a thousand words? So what happens when an action has added sensory experience to it? What happens is that what we've seen is held in our memory for an extended period of time. When we watch things that occur around us and experience it through our senses, we can recall that action easier. Think of the first time you watched a scary movie or rode a bike. I can remember the scary movie that I watched and how scared I was, and I can still recall the name of that movie. I know what that movie was because all my senses were there at the moment I was seeing it. So when we watch something and our senses are involved with it, we remember it even more. And, you know, when we get to those points, we're watching and experiencing these, some actions have consequences to them. You know, if your sibling touches a hot stove and you witness the pain and burn, you would learn from that their experience. The consequence of being disobedient could be a spanking. Most of us remember our parents disciplining us in some way. So we learn by these things that we watch other people do, and we catch their actions a lot of times. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it." Train up a child according to his way and his manners and his habits. That's what God is wanting us to do. So we're all trained from childhood, you know. None of us were brought up by perfect parents, and if you're a parent, you're not a perfect parent. Most people, you know, we do the best we can, and we have to admit there are things that we wish our parents had done different, and were things that we wish we'd done different. Well, you get the picture, you know. Failing to do what's right in a situation is something that all of us fail at because we really don't, we're always developing in our understanding of relationships. How people perceive their circumstances as an individual is as individual as the person. You know, everybody, their circumstances are perceived by them by their experiences in life. So how they see it is unique to them. You know, no person has really conquered or understood everything there is to know about relationships. But with negative, repetitive actions we watch as a child, they could produce negative actions as adults in our relationships. You know, the main point I'm talking about is our reactions to life are caught from people who trained us about life. Some of what we caught was good, and some of it was not so good. The negative behaviors that we didn't like in our parents or siblings, we may find ourselves repeating the same behavior. And it could be in any area of our life. The way our parents respond to each other even trains us, our responses towards our spouses. We may not think we have the exact behavior as our parents because we're different, but the attitude behind the way we behave could be the same. This is why I coined the phrase caught actions. Think of all the training that you've been through. And just in general, I mean, in your job and anywhere you've been, if sports, you're trained. And these actions are trained for positive results. But we also can see that the opposite holds true. People have been trained for negative results. We know it's easier to train as a child than it is as an adult. And our negative training received as a child must be exchanged for positive results. You know, it's a deliberate action. If I want to change something in my life, I have to deliberately decide, I don't longer want to do this. So I have to take some action toward it. You know, there was a time in my life, an example in my own life I'll tell you about, that there was a time when I was in a spiritual growth with the Lord. I call it a growth spurt. And, you know, how children have growth spurts. You grow a lot in a short amount of time. I was in that time in my life, and I remember it was wonderful. You know, the scriptures were illuminated, and I studied the Word and brought understanding and about some of my questions in life, and it was so good. Well, as I was developing my relationship with the Lord and finding how sweet and gentle He was and His love toward me, it was the very time a caught action was exposed and I needed to address. My children were in elementary school, and I taught them to do a chore. I told them to do a chore, and I, you know, repeated it. Now I'm on my third or fourth time repeating my demands, and as normal, I would come to this point, I would raise my voice to a higher pitch so they could understand I meant business. This had become a normal process in our weekly routine. Without realizing it, I not only taught them to wait until I hit that certain pitch, the third or fourth time before I hit that pitch, but I also conditioned myself to go through the same routine. And interestingly enough, I wasn't even mad. It was just a routine we had become used to. And it was the norm. It's how we got things done. And that day was no different. But what happened changed me forever. I know exactly where I was standing in the hall as I screamed out my demands. As I released the high pitch that I was famous for, I was surprised what I heard. The Lord dropped a question in my spirit. He said, "Is that the way I speak to you?" I was immediately convicted of my actions. I repented to the Lord and to my children. I had caught an action from observing how actions were done toward me. The action didn't even fit my life now, or even who the person I was in life. But I could see how my caught action was producing undue stress on my children and me. Caught actions can be produced without much thought. Caught actions are exposed by the Lord can help you stop and think about how it would make you feel if God did that. When I started thinking about how would I feel if God did that to me? If He screamed at me, would I really feel loved? What would be my reaction if He treated me the way I was treating my children? Yes, I cried. I felt so bad about the way I knew I'd made my children feel. Because I knew that feeling. I'd just grown up and forgotten how it made me feel. And now I'm producing the same action that I caught without a thought. It had become a routine. If God, by His mercy, hadn't opened my eyes, I'm sure I would have never seen it. I knew the scripture as a young parent. I knew that it said, you know, to train a child and, you know, the way they should go. But I thought that meant, you know, to make sure they're raised in church and have a relationship with the Lord. But training our children is about their relationship, not just with the Lord, but with others, with family, friends, anyone they come in contact with, and with themselves. How much of our responses in relationships stem from our childhood training. You know, I remember another incident talking about caught actions that happened, and it made me wonder in another sense about caught actions. When this lady came in, I was doing a training, and she'd come early to be part of the training. She's so excited, and she walked in the door, and it's praise the Lord and hallelujah, and it was just very frequently coming out of her mouth. And as she did that, I was like, wow, you know, it was challenging me. Wow, it was just, she was so bubbly and so excited. As we started the training, I wasn't into it long before she broke down and started crying. Well, you know, that was pretty normal. A lot of times when I'm teaching, sometimes people will revert back to things in their life and they may cry a little bit. And so as I went on, she started crying uncontrollably. I had to stop the training and minister to her directly. She was in such distress. And it was so sad. She had a situation that she expressed to me. I had to release everybody else and just minister to her. And she was had a situation in her life that she felt was so hopeless. And it was so sad to see someone so full of life and love in the Lord, it seemed, to have such deep hurt. And immediately she was just the opposite of what she came in to be. And I realized caught actions. Sometimes we just do what we see other people doing because we think it's the right response. We think, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. And this woman was so desperately hurting. And I'm not saying, should we praise the Lord when we don't feel like it? Oh, my goodness. Praise Him even more when you don't feel like it. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that when you know, let me say it this way. Sometimes you know the difference when someone is saying it for you or saying it for God. And this lady was so precious, but she was in such despair. And these caught actions were reflecting on what she wanted so bad. And yet she was hopeless to get it inside until we could minister to it, you know, to her, the love of God. And, you know, we do this, every one of us do this, really, to some degree. And we do it for many reasons, just like this woman, to hide our pain a lot of times in front of people. You know, each family unit has grown up and developed a system that they go through in life and their daily routines. And we've caught actions and received that we've received as a child that may create a propensity as an adult to repeat the action. Finding that negative caught action from our family or friends doesn't just have to be our family. It can be friends or other people. Like when we go off to college or when we are in high school, we kind of transfer who we're looking at for approval. And so those things can change. And our caught actions can either help us make our life better or worse. The inappropriate response to my children, you know, I really didn't see it as a problem. I wondered, why didn't I recognize that it was a problem? Why did I not recognize it was wrong? Because the caught action was just the way it was done in my family. For this reason, negative behavior is not always recognized. It's not just for our families may pass these actions, but others as well. You know, we're trained by repetitive actions. I remember our grandsons, before any of them were a year old, they all were able to repeat actions and sounds they would mimic us back as we spoke to them. And my actions toward my children that day changed drastically after that experience. I can't say I was perfect, that I never messed up, but I was aware of the times I did. It helped me stay real with my children and ask forgiveness for my actions. There's so much freedom in being real. How we get rid of caught actions How do we do that? Well, we first have to humble ourselves. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting your care upon him, because he cares for you. You know, God resists us as proud parents or proud people in any area. But he gives grace to the humble. We call on him and ask him to create us a clean heart. And as an adult, it was valuable for me to look at my negative responses and to decide I wanted to change. I have to pray and ask God to show me any caught actions that I need to repent of, release, and replace with positive actions. In John 5:19, you know, Jesus is our example. In John 5:19 says, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he does, these also does the Son likewise." And as I close today, I want to say a prayer for all of us. Father, please reveal any negative caught actions we may have working in our lives that would hinder our relationships. Our relationship with you, our family, our friends, or ourselves in any way. May we be ready and willing to humble ourselves under your mighty hand and receive your grace to be more loving and kind. Amen. Thanks for joining us. What are your caught actions?
This concludes the teaching, Caught Actions, in the series Taught Thoughts and Caught Actions by Patty Williams.